Hello and welcome once again to the blog of Jumix for May 9th, 2006. Today's theme is long. I only had one class today, so I spent all day writing the next Trev report. The main theme this month is the week-long trip Signe and I took for the Golden Week holidays, which were the first week in May. I haven't finished writing the entire Trev report yet, but I have written about 10 pages, and I'm only about halfway done. It's going to be the longest Trev report I've ever written. I wonder who's going to read it all. I mean, you know, we're looking at over 20 pages. That's crazy. Well, anyway, if no one reads it, even if no one reads it, I'll still keep writing. I'll just keep on writing. Yes, sir. All right, now I'm going to say this in Japanese. 今日のテーマは長い。一つの授業だけをしたので、一日中次のザ・トラブレポートを書いていました。今月のメインテーマは、僕と妻のシグニーのゴールデンウィーク、一週間長い休みです。まだまだ書き終わらなかったけど、約10ページを書きました。多分半分ぐらいを終わったかもしれません。今までこのリポートは一番長いのです。誰は全部を読むだろう。誰も、読まなくても、ぜひ、書き続きます。ぜひぜひ。Today's kanji means warm or temperature. The Chinese reading is on. O, n, on. And there are four Japanese readings. Atataka, atataka. The next one is atatakai, atatakai. And then the third is atatamaru, that's atatamaru. And the final one is atatameru, that's atatameru. Okay, now there's a lot of vocabulary today, so let's start. All right, vocabulary. The first is a word for warm, but this is a na adjective. The next one's going to be the e adjective, and the only difference is this first one is just the way you use it in a sentence is a little bit different. Both adjectives, one ends with na, that's the first one. The second one ends with e. So first is the na adjective, and that's atataka. Let me break it down. Atataka. Atataka. Next is the e adjective for warm, and that's just atataka plus e, or atatakai, or atatakai, atatakai. Next are two verbs. One is a transitive, another is a non-transitive verb. That means, basically one means to get warm, so you are becoming warm. That's the first one I'm going to say. And the next one is to warm something up. Like warming up a piece of toast or warming up the room. So first is to get warm. This is when you're getting warm, like you're putting on a coat. That's atatamaru. 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 Okay. The next is to warm something like food or room. And that's atatameru. The only difference is the ma becomes a me. So let's break that down. A-ta-ta-me-ru. A-ta-ta-me-ru. Okay. And now on to the Chinese readings. Here's the word for greenhouse. It's a greenhouse. On-shitsu. 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 That just means a warm room or greenhouse. Next is everyone's favorite hot spring, onsen, onsen, onsen. So yeah, you know, I really like going to onsen. There are a lot of really good ones in Japan. Next is a temperate zone, sort of like the tropic region of the earth, a temperate zone, and that's ontai, ontai, ontai. Next is warmth, and this is the noun warmth, so it's not a adjective but the noun, and that's ondan, ondan, ondan. Okay, next is temperature, like what's the temperature outside, and that's ondo, ondo, ondo. And our next word is mild, like mild spice or mild weather, and that's onwa, onwa, onwa. Next is atmospheric temperature. This is how the atmosphere is outside. You often see it on the news, and that's kion, kion, kion. Next is body temperature. So when you take your temperature with a thermometer, you're going to get this, and that is taion, taion, taion. And finally, there's a moderate temperature. That means basically a relaxing temperature, a good temperature for a room. In America, I think a really good temperature is 72 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know what that is in Celsius, but this is the word for a moderate temperature, like 72 degrees Fahrenheit. Tekion. Tekion. All right. That's it for this time. Be sure to check us out on the web. And if you like the podcast, just leave a comment there. All right. Thank you very much, and talk to you there.